Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Friday, I am thinking about hatred. I have never seen in my lifetime a more hateful presidential campaign than the one we are experiencing now. And as a historian, there was a lot of hate when John Adams ran against Thomas Jefferson and when Abraham Lincoln ran for president the first and second times, and the Confederacy was fighting the Union. Those two elections were probably more hateful than the Trump-Biden campaign. But in a time of peace, although we do have the pandemic, and that's kind of a war in itself, this is an unbelievable exposition of hatred in this country. Let me give you a very vivid example. There's no question that Joe Biden was corrupt in enriching his son Hunter and other family members while he was vice president. There's no question that he did not tell the truth about that, Mr. Biden. Those are facts. Now, in another campaign, even 8 years ago, those things would have eliminated Mr. Biden, but not now. Because there are so many voters that despise Donald Trump so much, they are willing to vote for a questionable person like Joe Biden. It doesn't really matter what he did in their minds. They just want Trump out of there. I don't think I've ever seen that, where corruption doesn't matter in a presidential election. Think about it. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.